What's up, everybody? Moonshine Mark sitting here with my boy CC Stats, Shotgun Mulligan Podcast. How's it going, brother?
Doing all right. Doing all right. Weather's getting nice outside. We had a little chilly weekend, but man, it's nice outside right now. I wish we had a little lights outside. I'd go play a little nine right now. It's perfect.
All right.
I'm about to throw out the basement's a little chilly.
I was about to throw out the balls in the backyard tonight and work on the short game. I got that little 20-yard pitch in my backyard, so.
I definitely need to put the clubs in the car because the boy made an all-star team.
Nice.
So we have a plethora of practices and events coming up over the next 3-4 weeks. So I'll have a lot of downtime since I'm not coaching all-stars. So I might as well just bring the clubs in a wedge and just start hitting chip shots over off to the side. People look at me like I'm crazy. So work on that 50-60-yard shot.
Hey, just wave at them and be like, hey, I'm just practicing the game.
Yeah, man. Yeah, man. So
trying to go low.
Yeah.
What are you drinking over there, Stats? I see.
I just got this evening from my boy Trackman. I saw him a little earlier, and we're sorry that Trackman couldn't join us, but got me a little Torrey Pines, a little pint glass. Drinking a little Iron Master IPA from a local fine establishment that I've mentioned several times here, Fairwinds Brewery.
You should, dude. You keep giving them ads. You need to be sponsored. Fairwinds, come on.
Tag them in the post, and I'll talk to them.
I haven't tried much other than their flagship, so that'd be cool to try some of their unique beers.
Iron Master is it's a hazy. It's one of my go-tos. I'm glad they make it. I don't know if the year round, but it's there pretty frequently now. So
nice.
Yeah,
I'm sipping on me a little something tonight.
What you got there?
Old Flying Dog.
Oh yeah. Haven't had that in a while.
Yep.
Moonshine likes to mix it up lately. Mix it up.
Gotta love it, dude. Flying Dog makes some good beers.
I almost poured some bourbon and then I looked in the fridge and I was like, I feel like a nice cold beer.
Yeah.
So
no, I was looking at the old moonshine and then I was looking at the bourbon. I was like, I should, it's kind of bad. I haven't drank moonshine on the whole podcast and I'm sitting here with the moonshine.
There you go.
What's going on?
I'll have to wait for Trackman to pull that one out.
Yeah, I do have some under my shelf. So,
well, speaking of Trackman, he had some big news that he dropped on us last week, and sorry that he can't hear to recap it. But we got a little snippet of his event that he participated in on Saturday.
Just a little bit. Trackman got a little recap of the Torrey Pines round. We were hinting that a little bit. He was over here in person. We did the live broadcast from old Moonshine's basement. And old Stats and I were throwing out some numbers and things, you know, on the pod, but we put together some concrete bets and got into this round with your boy Callie Craig and Trackman.
Well, I sent him a text. I think you and I had sent a whole bunch of texts, knowing whether he's awake or not on Saturday, and our boy was locked in. I mean, I knew he was going to be locked in. I shouldn't have bet against him. I know. I think I owe you, what, 10 bucks, 15 bucks, something like that?
I think 5 because you won the other one. Yeah.
Okay. But, yeah, like it sounded like he was locked in. I mean, we'll get him on here soon and then give us the full recap. But the first text we got from Callie Craig that he hit the 4 inches on number one, and we're like, holy cow, what is going on over there? And then apparently he stuck it close on three.
The iconic hole. I'm definitely putting it over the rocks on three. I'd be so excited. Just rip my. Is that a long par three or
165? 150. Oh, okay. Probably, maybe. Yeah, 165, 160
down the hill.
Yeah.
Soft nine.
There you go. There you go.
I'm ready now.
I know. I told the wife, I was like, well, Trackman went, Moonshine went. Sounds like I might need to go in August.
Might have to.
June, July, August. Let's go.
Once a month.
That's right. Then we'll all go out in the wintertime. So, yeah, it was some pretty cool pictures. I know you posted some and on the at Shotgun Mulligan pod. And the rough looks gnarly already.
Gnarly. Yeah, it's getting up there.
Yeah, and it's still 3 weeks away, 2.5 weeks away. So, good for him. He beat the score that you set by 2 strokes, sound like. Okay. And he beat Callie Craig.
3 strokes.
Three strokes.
92.
Yeah, and he beat Callie Craig.
So I went 95 or below, and Stats went above. And then our other one was, a Callie Craig to win by 5 strokes. And And your boy Callie Craig got beat.
Trackman got beat like a drum.
I know. He shot 79 the night before. He must have had a little too many Coors Lights.
Coors Lights or Malty Millers, one or the other. Well, that was the funny part. We were wondering if Trackman was standing ready to go, but we talked to him on FaceTime. He was rip-roaring ready to go. Got an hour's worth of practice in. I didn't think it was enough, but good for him. Proud of him. The Shotgun Mulligan Pod Boys are very proud of Trackman in his 92 at Torrey Pines. Home of the U.S. Open this year.
Yeah, I was telling him if he could go sub 96, 97, that'd be worth it. I mean, that's going to be tough conditions right now, seriously.
Yeah.
The rough's already deep. You know, they're already starting to probably cut the greens a little bit, test them, and I don't know. It's a tough course in general. I mean, it's wide open, but it's punishing if you get that rough.
Yeah, and obviously just he obviously left himself in the right positions, whether he was short or long. And we'll get a full breakdown of it, of the rough. I want to hear the rough and how the greens were. And I want to hear if he did the Tiger putt. That's what I want to hear. Did he do the Tiger putt? Or did he do shirts off 18?
That'd be great, at least, if he did one.
Yeah.
Props, Trackman, Callie Craig. I'm coming, Callie. 1 month, baby. Let's go. So, big week this week in golf, though. Other than the U.S. Open coming up, you know, before too long, you know, this Memorial Tournament's getting some buzz this week.
Yeah, I kind of slept on it. I know I always think Memorial Day and the Memorial Tournament's a week later, but I think I sent it to you guys. You know, the Memorial looks – Murrayfield Village is going to look a little different this year. Jack literally ripped it up, did major renovation of greens and fairways and everything. It's actually been really, really cool to watch. I know you're a golf course architect guy, so that's why I sent it to you.
Oh, yeah, I've been all over that.
That one video that's like 15 minutes long, him breaking down everything he did, it was just like – I think I watched it twice. It was really, really cool. So I'm hopefully the broadcast kind of breaks it down what it looked like, kind of a little side-by-side comparison. But yeah, I'm really curious to see what the players think and what the scores bring in, and should be exciting.
Yeah, I love when they tweak with the courses, especially an iconic course like that, or even, you know, even when they make hints of changing tee boxes a little bit at Augusta or wherever you're watching. It's pretty cool to see that. What golf is bringing to these golf course architects, where they have to adjust things, and just wanting the tournament to be more challenging, they kind of see what they have and adjust. So he's saying a lot of them, I think, extended how many yards, like a 50 to 100 yards on a couple holes or something like that.
Not a ton of yardage on the course. Shifting of some tees, quite a few tees.
Shifting the greens are a lot different, right?
Shifting of quite a few greens in different locations, new bunkering. The one thing I took away from the video that PGA Tour posted was they just didn't have enough pin positions. They were limited to where they could put pins on some of the holes. And so that was the big takeaway, is now they have multiple locations, front, back, middle, where they can – there was one in particular they said they could never put it in the middle of the green. They had to put it front left or back right, and now they can put it kind of all over the green. So looks like they brought them water into play on some holes, kind of brought some of the greens forward.
Right.
Yeah, I'm excited to watch it. It's a great golf tournament. Tees off bright and early on PGA Tour Live at 7:15 tomorrow.
Yeah, I'm going to have that fired up at work. Your boy starts at 7:30 and gets my PGA Tour Live rocking and rolling.
Looks like we got JT and P. Reed and Hideki Matsuyama all playing together tomorrow.
Nice. Well, you saw some kind of breaking news that somebody withdrew. Who's that, Stats?
Well, he didn't withdraw. He withdrew from the Pro-Am, and he canceled his presser. So I'm really curious. I'm hoping he still plays tomorrow. But looks like Rory said he withdrew from the Pro-Am for personal reasons and his press conference. I hope everything's okay. Obviously, he won last month at the Wells Fargo down at Quail Hollow. Yeah, that's really all the story says. Just says he – I know players are allowed a little bit of – they can withdraw at certain times. But, hey, you know what? He withdrew today, and we'll find out in a few minutes whether I picked him or not. And if I picked him and he withdraws tomorrow, then shame on me, because that's what I do. I pick guys that withdraw every week.
Well, that's what I was about to say. I was like, You're banned from picking him this week. Even if you say that you picked him this week, you're taking it off because he will withdraw. I mean, ridiculous. I hope everything's all right, but I think it's a little strange when they pull from the pro-am. Occasionally they just say, hey, I was nursing this injury or whatever, trying to get ready to go, but I don't know. We'll see. Hopefully he plays, or hopefully everything's all right, whatever's going on.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I'm going to tell you right now, I'm not picking him, but I'm sure somebody else will withdraw on my team. So
probably
the way it goes, the way Trackman's life goes with the old DK lately.
So, speaking of DK, got to go through these lineups, brother.
I feel pretty good. I did a little homework and a little bit of gut. Not that if it'll make any difference, but I feel pretty good. I juggled my lineup a couple of times because I wanted to get you'll see here in a second. There was one guy I felt like I had to put in there, and you'll probably agree. And there was a couple other guys, and then I kind of spread it out this week there, Moonshine. We'll talk about it here. I don't know if you want to start high or low. I don't remember what we did last week.
I think we did high-low, so let's go low-high. I like starting out low.
You can kick it off this week.
So just to preface it, I'm kind of on the same page with you. Last 2 weeks I did the hot dollar ticket item. You know, I had to did a couple of the top people, and then it forced me to do a lot of low guys, which didn't quite work out for me. I had some little sniffs at the top of the groups, but still ended up pretty low. But so I'm going to spread it out as well. So my lowest on the totem pole this week, we got Patton Kizzire at a cheap 7,300. That's pretty good value.
I looked at him. Third, 58th, sixth. I mean, third, that's pretty strong. And those are, you know, I like the pick. 7,300 is cheap, but I got one cheaper for you. Cheaper than 7,300.
You're going high dollar then. You said you were spreading it.
Spreading it out. Cheaper than 7,300. And this is a TrackMan special right here. Last four tournaments, 14, 44, 39, 26. Any guesses on who it might be? TrackMan special.
I was going to say Stuart Sink, but TrackMan.
That's close. That's close. His last name rhymes with Hooch.
Oh, Gooch.
Taylor Gooch.
I like that.
Cheap 7,100.
No, that's huge. You'll see why I'm filling that pick later, but I like it.
All right.
I'll
go with my second, which I'm going to match you and put it out there. Patton Kizzire at 7,300.
I like it. The brains are like thinking a lot.
Yeah, that's right.
So my second one had a really horrible start to the year. Hint, TrackMan picked him early on, and we said it was a horrible pick because he was coming off an injury. Had a terrible start to the season. And then started to turn it up the last few weeks. Coming in at 7,900, we got Gary Woodland.
Oh, yeah. He has played very good lately.
I mean, his worst performance this year was I think he missed the cut his first event back, right?
Mm-hmm.
At TrackMan's favorite course, Shadow Creek.
Yeah.
But no, he's came back. I think his worst performance was a 142nd, probably missed the cut at Valspar, yeah. And then since then, he's been 5th, 38th, and 14th.
When did he come in at 79?
At 79? It's 7,900, yep.
Nice, 79. All right, so I got Gooch and Kizzire. Your third one is you got Kizzire and
– I got Kizzire Woodland. Do you want me to get
Woodland.
My third?
Yeah, let's go to your third.
Let's see here. Ooh, I like this one too. I was shaky on it, and I didn't pick him the last couple weeks because, you know, he usually does well in a few tournaments but then doesn't do much the rest of the year. But 8,000, Keegan Bradley.
Ooh.
Keegan has been playing some golf this year.
He has.
He's a hot hand. You know, he's one of those people that – You don't even have to look at the stats. You know he's having a good year. So,
I mean, he's had
happy
a good
with that one.
He's had a good year going all the way back. His worst finish since February is 60th at the Genesis. 60th.
Right.
His best finish is second. And he's been between the mid-20s to mid-teens for most of his tournament. So I like that pick. My third pick, you mentioned this guy a few minutes ago, but he's won twice on tour, and I don't think anybody gave him a shot in holy hell of winning twice on tour this year. Any guesses? He won once in the fall and once in the spring. And I bet you his tan lines are not as good as yours.
Well, Sink's got the bad.
Dewey Sink. That's my man right there. I just need him to have fairways and greens and knock down a few putts. And I think I'm curious how the course is going to play out and if it might bring some other guys into it. Yeah, I like the way he's playing. I mean, he's 30th, 37th, 1st at RBC, 12th, and 19th. Those were his last five tournaments. So he kind of had a little bumpy patch there early in the spring, but he's played well as of late. So I like Stewie Sink. I think up there. So I'm going to go on to my fourth pick and match with your number three pick, also Keegan Bradley.
I love it.
I love that pick.
I'm so happy about that pick.
Trackman, I'm sure, would belittle us right now and say he's not going to make the cut or he'll choke or something right. Like that. So I don't know why Trackman is so bitter at Keegan Bradley.
I don't know. He's like supposedly one of the most down-to-earth golfers.
Yeah.
He was Barstool's guy, right? Because he's a Boston dude. He was a big Barstool and all that when he was playing bad, like when he wasn't any good. But, yeah, he's coming along.
Yeah, I like the pick. Keegan is, like you said, he's probably one of the hottest guys on tour right now. We gave his stats there a minute ago. But, yeah, that's my fourth pick coming at 8,000. And I forgot to say Stewart Cink coming in at 7,500. So I got a little money left coming in.
Wow,
coming down
Stewart
the home
Cink is 7,500.
Mm. 7,500.
Mm.
I got three guys in the 7,000s.
Yeah, that's a good one. I like it. So my fourth pick, $9,200. DraftKings specialist, never doesn't give you good points on DraftKings, is Tony Finau.
I almost put him in the lineup. I probably will place a bet on him. But he's been I was reading an article on him, how he's been very up and down, like miscut, like top 10, miscut, top 15. And it's been very little inconsistent as of late. Mm-hmm. But, I think – this is a tournament that he definitely will play well or should play well. So I like the pick. 9,200, huh?
He's still trending. He had that eighth at the PGA. So
yeah. Well, I'm not even in the 9,000s yet. but I jumped from 8,000 all the way up to 8,800 with guys got 17 out of 17 cuts made, 4 for 4 in top tens or 4 top tens, excuse me. Not the greatest, but last four tournaments, 8th, 18th, 30th, and 50th. I believe he's
Will Zalatoris?
No. Better? No. Zalatoris is probably a little better, but Joaquin Niemann.
Joaquin.
I like that bet. I like that pick.
That's a good one. Joaquin's on the edge of winning. He hasn't won a tournament yet on the PGA Tour, I don't think, right?
No. I could see him coming out and playing really well. And now that I said that, he'll probably withdraw 10 minutes before his tee time.
100%.
I'm going to have to look like tomorrow before I leave for work. I'm just going to check like all day long. I even
went in before.
Yeah, I need to look to see when their tee times are. That's the thing is, I don't think DraftKings in here, they post when their tee times are. Maybe they will in the morning.
Because I think you can. Can't you make an adjustment if they haven't teed off? If say your guy withdraws, if you
I think
money.
So, yeah, I think so.
That's cool.
So yeah, Joaquin Niemann, $8,800.
Like it. It's a good one. So my top one, 9,500. He was my boy in the fall, talking him up about having a good year. Plays well at the Memorial.
Is it Hideki? No. Talking him up in the fall, plays well at the Memorial. Morikawa? No, he's more expensive than that.
Patrick Cantlay.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I know he's
He has not performed until the last couple weeks, or last week, actually, only.
Yeah, he kind of – he was hot going into the Masters, and then I picked him at some point, and I think he withdrew, and yeah, I'm going to be honest, I don't like the pick, just to be honest.
Harsh.
I don't like
you're,
it.
You're trying to rationalize it, like, I just don't like it.
Yeah, I don't like it. Maybe I don't like him. I don't know.
I don't think you like him.
I've picked him. I do like him. I think he's very underrated, but I don't know. He hasn't. I don't think he's performed lately. I think he performed January, February, March, and I think since the Masters, it's kind of his game hasn't been on point. So, because I don't know, that's just me. But
he's getting the dub.
It's your dollar. Your $10, not mine.
He's getting the dub. And has won at the Memorial before.
True, true. He has. Well, I saved all my cash for last because I got a lot of money left. I'm just going to leave it at that. And I went all in. I put all chips in. I looked at Morikawa. I looked at Jon Rahm. I looked at – here, let me take him out of line and see who else I looked at. I pondered DeChambeau. I stayed away from Rory because I think he's still not all there, and obviously, hopefully everything's okay. I had Thomas in the lineup. Him and Morikawa both played well there last year. But I got to go with the guy who's been the most consistent over the last 6, 7, 8 weeks. Got to go with that guy. Comes in at a cheap $11,300. Your top pick on DK this week, Jordan Spieth. I know he lost last week. I know he had a bad final round. And he did not get to see the final round. I think he shot 74. But the guy, I mean, the transformation that's come from February to June, it's been impressive.
Yeah.
What he's done with his game, he's thrown out top 10 after top 10 after top 10. I mean, other than Keegan Bradley, I mean, his worst finish since February is a 48th at the Players. Fourth, third, 15th, fourth, 48th, first, third, ninth, 30th, and second.
Wow.
I mean, it's ridiculous.
How can you not pick him, to be honest?
It's ridiculous. So I'm not saying he's going to win. I kind of went with the format this week. If I can get first of all my six guys tee off on the first hole, keep playing, right. Not withdraw after the first. That's a bonus. Second, they all make the cut. I don't think there's a secondary cut. That's what happened to me last week. I went and looked on Saturday and two of my guys missed the secondary cut.
Oh, geez.
Yeah. I kind of went with the thought process of if I can have six guys in like the top 30, maybe one's in the 40, I think I give myself a chance to win this week. So we'll see. Looks like we got nine people have entered so far. I mean, we need some other people on our, come on, Callie Craig, step up, get some more people in here.
I know. We got to get more people like this, like Ribcore, the guy that we don't know who he is.
Yeah.
He's in there every week. We need to get some people that just play every week.
Well, the guy that won last week, Van Horn, isn't that track the new one that just joined?
Yeah, that's Trackman's boy.
Yeah. So we need to get some new people, new blood here, Trackman. Some guys that are going to play every week, not just come when the majors pop in.
Right.
Because
I'm winning all these scrub tournaments and then collecting like 30 bucks, and then someone comes out of left field and wins a major and they pocket like $130.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Yeah. You need to be committed.
Come on, Callie.
Be committed to the VTT 23.
Yeah, and listeners, if you want to join in, come on.
Yeah, let us know. You wanna join our DK and you're committed every week, hit us up at Shotgun Mulligan Pod. We'll get your info to Callie Craig. Callie Craig will send you an invite. It's either $5, $10, or $20 for the majors, I believe. Mm-hmm. I better start winning some money because the DK count's getting a little bit low.
No, it's nice because Craig has a good setup with the 20 bucks for the majors, 10 bucks for big tournaments with big names, and then 5 bucks for kind of the scrub tournaments that no one wants to watch. But then, you know, it's a nice little $5 on it and makes it a little bit interesting. So you might pay attention to it.
Exactly.
As we talk about DraftKings, have you started?
I placed a few minutes ago, right as we jumped on. There was one. I'm going to put one on that guy. I'll do my. I'll probably go back and do a couple $5 ones, but I'll give you. Let me just put a dollar on this guy real quick.
The scrolling dollar bets.
The scrolling dollar bets all day long. All right, so I just put in. I got a winner, Charlie Hoffman. Buck pays 46.
Oh God, you and TrackMan on Charlie Hoffman.
Winner on Hideki, dollar pays 26. Joaquin Neiman, dollar pays 34. Christian Bezuidenhout.
Ooh, I got that too. Yeah, yes.
Dollar pays 67. He's played well lately.
Yeah, he's good.
And Stewie Cink. I put a buck on Stewie Cink. I'll probably make a few more. Those are my kind of quick picks there, or maybe I'll make a couple of 50 cent, $5, or 50 cent top five picks, and maybe a make or miss cut. I'm betting that DeChambeau misses the cut this week.
You think?
I think so.
He plays well there, though. He won. Yeah.
He didn't win there.
Yeah, he did.
He did?
Yeah, I think in 20. I think it was 2020.
Yeah. It was to show you how much I care about him.
Yeah, he did. It was Memorial, because then it was the year that they had both, right? With the work day right after.
Oh, they had the back-to-back?
Because he won the Memorial, and then
that's right.
And then Cantlay or something, or no, Morikawa or something won the WGC or whatever.
That was last year. Yeah. You're right. Yeah, because then he won the Open.
So my DJs, already won the Open. So you know what's frustrating? I don't know if I'm not looking at right stats, but I don't see any straight forecast options this week. Pretty bummed.
What?
Yeah. So I haven't put those in yet. So, yeah, it's when you scroll over on the first page usually, but I don't see it. But no, I do have some good D-gens, though. So I did kind of a wide range this week. There's a lot of good golf altogether on this week. So I got a little bit on the ladies. I got a little bit on PGA, and I got a little bit on the Korn Ferry, and I got a little bit on the European Tour.
Did you put any on Patton Kizzire?
I sure did. That's one buck wins you 126.
Yeah, that's a pretty good payout.
He gave
right
me
there.
A sweat. I had him last week, and I think I had him another week that he was close. And I think last week it would have won me 140 or something. But yeah, of the top guys, I got him that could win you big money. Ricky Werenski, one buck wins you 151.
Ooh.
Doc Redman, 50 cents will give you 100 bucks.
Wow.
He's good, dude. He's gonna
win soon.
Taylor Gooch, that's another one that wins big. Strillman.
Strillman's been
playing well.
Did you bet on – I see Denny McCarthy sandwiched in there between Martin Laird and Doc Redman.
Yeah, put 50 cents on your boy, Denny.
I might put 50 cents – hey, Denny McCarthy, if you're listening, I'm putting 50 cents on you to win. Pays me $100.50. And you can come to Politics and Pros – help out the first TDC July 26th at TPC Potomac at Avenel Farm.
Come on out.
That's right. Your boys will be there.
Oh, I didn't tell you this one. Harry Hicks. Guess what 50 cents would give you? 125.50.
Playing good.
Looking good. So I did. So Korn Ferry, I went our prior guests, and I was still representing, because I'm going to feel bad if I don't bet for them 1 week and they win.
Yeah,
because they're all capable of winning. Those guys are all good. So I got Coker, won you 91 bucks. Lauer, $1, 101. And same with Dylan Liu. So I got them. European Tour. So we're going around the globe.
Where is the European Tour this week?
No clue.
That's disrespectful. We disrespect the Euro Tour. I think.
No, I love the European Tour.
I do too.
I watch it every week a little bit.
Yeah.
It's usually when I'm up early getting ready for work.
I don't know. Well, I feel like I don't watch it as much as I used to. Where's the European Tour this week? Oh, it's the Porsche European Open in Hamburg, Germany.
Nice.
Is my boy Steven Yeager playing in that? He usually goes.
I think he's Korn Ferry.
Because he usually plays in the BMW, since he's – I think they usually have him there. But
so my only bet there is just old Sam Horsfield, man. He almost won me some cash with the U.S. Open, but fell off.
Yeah, yeah.
$1, he's plus 2,500, so.
But he's won twice, so.
All right, so I went a little degen on the ladies tour.
Uh oh.
So, of your top studs, two I got right now are Kang, the women's people's golfer, Lydia Ko, and Nelly Korda, all dollar bets.
Probably so, pay between 15 and 50 bucks.
Yeah, pretty 15, 17, and Kang's 26.
Okay.
So my ones that are a little bit more, actually just one right now, and I think I had Cup Show, I think, wins you $100 off a dollar, and then Sophia Popov. Didn't she play well last week or something in the matches? She got pretty high. So.
Yeah. Yeah, I haven't.
I'm looking forward to it.
I'll probably after we jump off here, I'll take a gander at the. I'll probably stay away from the Porsche Open this week, but I'll take a gander at the U.S. Women's Open. I watched a little bit. I pay enough attention. It'll be interesting. I mean, Olympic Club. Whew, man,
that looks.
I don't know if you saw the picture of. I think it was one of the sites we follow, Zyra Golf, and it's like, with your buddy. What is the bet that you and your buddy missed the fairway? And there was a picture of the Olympic Club, and it was just crazy. No,
yeah, 19. Yeah, when I saw that, I think it was Zyra Golf. No, when I saw that, I'm like, that there's no chance I'd hit that fairway.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, no chance. It's like 30 yards wide or something. It's crazy. Yeah, your boy.
I need to get it.
Your boy would shoot. I'd shoot like a buck 20 on the Olympic
easily.
Club. Easily.
That's another area that I'd like to go to. I got a friend that lives out there, is a instructor out there in the San Francisco and the Bay Area, and that area where the Olympic Club is, I mean, there's talk about good golf. I think there's like three courses all within 15 minutes of each other, and it's just ridiculous that the
quality. And I think all three are major championship courses. It's Olympic and I'm blanking on Harding Park, yeah, where the Open was, or PGA Championship, right? Yeah, it was PGA.
Yeah, you got, why is it bringing up the local one? I don't want the Olympic Club in Fairfax.
But there is a third in that area. I think it has hosted majors before, too.
Yeah, you got the Olympic Club. You got Lake Merced, which has also been you have, let's see, what else is out there? There's something else. What's this? That's a nine hole. There's a whole bunch of, I mean, that area right there is just filled with, it's right there. I mean, it's literally right there off the bay. It's right in the Pacific Ocean. It's just, it's amazing. The golf in the San Francisco area is just unreal, as it is in San Diego. You got Presidio too. Presidio is not far away.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah.
I'd like to get underrated. It's kind of an underrated area though, to be honest.
Yeah.
California.
Yep.
When you have those quality courses, like Harding Park was fun to watch. I enjoyed watching that.
Yeah, and they've hosted the they had the not the Ryder Cup, President's Cup at one point too.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a whole bunch of areas that I'd like to love and go play golf. San Francisco, Pebble Beach, obviously. Everybody tells me Michigan golf is really, really good. Obviously,
yeah, they say it's great.
Our good friend Katie from First Tee is from Michigander, I believe that's how she pronounces it. I hear golf in Michigan is amazing. So not that the golf is bad in Virginia or West Virginia or North Carolina, South Carolina, but it's what we got.
Right. Well, we're used to that golf, you know. We're used to the Virginia, yeah. West Virginia hilly courses, tighter courses, and, you know, the beach-type courses in North Carolina, South Carolina. So it would be nice to see those different areas. Now, I hear a lot about Michigan, and then I've been thinking about going up there sometime in the summer to play because I think they have tons of top 100 courses. I think maybe five or six, I swear, when I was going through it the other day. So it'd be cool to check it out.
Yeah, I always want to play. I've always wanted to play the Treetops par three course up there where they play that one little tournament.
Well, yeah.
It's like, I don't know if you've ever seen it. They usually host it on ESPN, and it's usually like one of the senior guys. I think this, I don't know, the senior tour, champions tour, they used to do something up there, but it looks like a fun course. So, and obviously Katie has family up there and has played all over in Michigan. So I'd be excited to go up there. And I have a buddy that's traveled up there to go on golf trips. And so might have to do a little Bourbon Classic in Michigan. Maybe not in November.
Yeah. maybe a third annual, do a little summertime. That'd be a good idea. I like it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Speaking of the Bourbon Classic, I'm going to send out that email soon.
Uh-oh.
To your boys, the second annual.
Uh-oh. Where are we moving to now?
I guess I could do a worldwide exclusive for the Bourbon Classic. So your boy Moonshine's done a lot of thought. I think we're going to the Pinehurst area, baby.
Ooh.
Get in that top 100 public courses.
There we go.
You don't have to play on actual Pinehurst property to get good golf.
But could you see us knuckleheads playing golf on the Cradle?
The Cradle, yeah.
Oh, that gives me chills. Just take three clubs and let's go. I have a little three-club challenge.
Right, and they have a putting course too now.
Jeez, it's crazy.
But no, I think that's the spot. I'm sold. My brother and I were going through it a couple different areas, and we're thinking, maybe we should do the 1 year Virginia, 1 year West Virginia, but there's too much golf and too many places to go.
Yeah, you know, Pinehurst is not that far.
Right.
At least for us. I don't know about the West Virginia folks.
Yeah, I mean, it's still pretty drivable. It's middle of state, so I think it's a pretty good central location. And if any of our listeners want to come out and check out the Bourbon Classic, come on down.
Come on down. Virginia's taking it home this year.
No chance.
Taking it home. There will be no trading of people from Virginia to West Virginia. That will not happen this year.
Are you kibish?
No, but I'm just saying. That's some garbage.
They did not win us the tournament. No chance.
We'll see.
Your all's combined handicaps were at least like 10 under ours.
No.
Dude, we had – maybe two sub 10 handicaps. You all had about four.
Who?
You, JR, Craig, and who was it? Was one other Shop.
And who won? Me and Shop? Did Shop win?
Yeah, I think so.
Well, we'll have to wait and see. Once you give me the list of courses, I'll do some recon.
Who was our sub 10? Kyle.
True. That's it. True. Kyle.
Chandler probably is like a 9 or 10. So he was on the edge. That's about it.
And Kyle won, didn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah. Pretty handily.
Good boy.
Trackman.
Prior guest of the show.
Yeah. That was Kyle. We miss Kyle on Shotgun Mulligan Pod.
I know.
He needs to jump back on here.
I know. I need to holler at him.
Get him and your brother on the same time. I like talking trash to your brother. That was great a couple weeks ago.
I know. We tried to get you out for the rematch.
I know. I wanted to come out. If I'd probably had one more day's notice, if you guys were playing like at 6:30 in the morning, I probably could have made it happen.
You got the sweat, dude. You didn't have enough time for prep.
No, it wasn't that. Like I had baseball like at 1, but I was like, I could probably, and it was in Ashburn, so I was like, I could make this happen if we played like super early. I could be done by like 10 and get home and get to baseball, but it was going to be, give me like 2 weeks. You tell your brother to come back up. We'll make it happen.
See, cause you're going to go out and scope the course. You're going to have all your shots down.
Listen, you tell your brother when I'll give you a date where you know what? Tell your brother to come up for Father's Day. Let's go. Tell him to come up for Father's Day.
We can rematch you guys and me and Trackman.
That's right. That's right. We can have a little early Virginia versus West Virginia, and then your brother and I can talk shit to each other the entire time.
Right. I like it.
I don't remember where I was when you sent me that video. Whatever I was, I think I was in the car, and the boy was in the car with me, and he started laughing when he heard your brother on the video. Nah, it was good stuff. He wanted the rematch. It was good stuff. Yeah, I'm in. Let's go. Let's do it.
I mean,
let's go to the Olympic Club.
Let's go. Pacific Northwest, baby.
That's right.
But no, man, I'm looking forward to this golf this weekend. Let's enjoy it. You playing this weekend or anytime soon?
I don't know yet. Probably not. I don't know. I might sneak in some rain. My goal is to maybe get 45 minutes to an hour at the range on Saturday between baseball game and baseball all-star practice. That's my goal.
Like that.
Yeah, that's my goal. I don't think Sunday is out because the boy, the listeners don't need to know that, but the baseball's been ramped up, and then it just got ramped up to a nth degree because the boy made All-Stars. So it's nonstop between here and the end of the month, like 5-6 days a week. Wow. So, yeah, but I'll get out there. I'm planning to, I haven't requested off yet, but I think I'm going to take the 17th of June off. So maybe moonshine's got a little early afternoon. Maybe we can sneak out on the 17th, and go play a little bit.
That'd be silly.
It's a Thursday afternoon. Maybe we can sneak out.
CPC Avenue.
I'm good. I ain't that good. I can't make that phone call. I mean, I can make it, but I'm sure I can tell you what the answer is going to be.
Right.
But
Congo.
Yeah, maybe we can get Congo. Congo of the east this side, Penderbrook. Right. Love or we could go out to Prince William. There's a good old Prince William. Trackman loves Bull Run. I'm not a fan of Bull Run. I know he likes Bull Run. I'm not a fan of Bull Run.
Bull Run's pretty nice. I like it.
Yeah. Maybe it's just because I never played out. I don't play well out there. So, or we just go with Augusta and a 12-ounce can.
Wherever.
Good old Burke Lake.
I like
hey,
it.
And hey, to our listeners out there, I'm not trying to take away my chances of getting tickets, but the Masters applications for your tickets just went out. So if you're signed up, get your Masters applications in, folks. You can put in for your daily rounds and your tournament rounds.
Yeah, I love
got
that.
Mine in.
I love that reminder. I just got mine in and sent the family text to my brother and my dad.
There you
Everybody's
go.
Got to get it in.
I reminded Moonshine this evening. I said, start putting it in. So don't scam on them. Don't give two different addresses. Don't screw it up for everybody else. So, yeah, I had to make sure my address was changed because last time I did it, I don't think my address changed. But I made sure that was like the first address I changed when we moved.
Yeah, that would be bad if you got them sitting in the mail to someone else's address and they just rip your tickets for the year.
Oh,
that would be rough.
Yeah. So, yeah, their ticketing process is it's impressive.
So if you were in – so this is off the cuff. So if you were in my shoes and you've never been to the Masters, you get your Masters tickets in the mail, you know, Sunday, 2022 Masters. What would it have to take to keep you from going? Like if you – like if you broke your leg, would you go? Like if you
– Yes.
Like give a couple scenarios of something crazy but you still would go.
Probably the birth of my child, which we're not having any more kids. So that's, I don't know about you, but obviously family. I mean, a family emergency or something family related where that might happen.
No, I'm saying like something that you actually would go, you wouldn't miss it. Like if not something that you,
that would keep me from going? You.
Yeah, because we all know like those kind of things. You're family man stats. We got that.
So like so you want something that
like say you broke your leg. You know, you were playing out on the golf course, Trackman got ticked because you beat him in a match and he hit you with a 7-iron, shattered your leg in like seven pieces. And then you get your tickets in the mail like the next week.
I'm still
like,
going.
You're going to the Masters.
Still going. Because at least then I have handicap access. And at least I'm going to make sure of it. I'm going to be sitting in the front row somewhere. I might not get to.
You may ask for it. You may ask for it then. We'll break
your boy might be sitting on first tee the entire time, but hey.
You're there.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, so do you got any of those?
I haven't really thought about it. I mean, I've been twice. The first time was – I mean, the second time was obviously very, very special. The first time was pretty special, though, too. I got to go with my father-in-law, and that was – I guess we found out – well, we knew probably 6 months out we were going. And I went with him and his brother and one of his friends. That's a whole different story. Good guy. But, I don't know. What would – something happen to me? Like, what would I do? Yeah, I don't know. I'd have to think about that one. Like, you kind of caught me off guard on that one.
I could be in the hospital like the night before, had like a massive heart attack and just got up from a surgery, and I would just like run out of the hospital and find a way there.
Yeah, see, that's hard for me because I've been twice. And you, that's probably more of a question for you. Like,
He had like basically nothing other than family emergencies or family is going to keep me from going to the Masters.
Not even your personal health?
No, dude. Like, where would you want to die? It goes back to that.
Good point.
So anything health-wise, like literally I could have a heart attack the night before, wake up, leave the hospital, and go to the Masters. Because like if you have another heart attack, you die literally at Augusta, hopefully. Hopefully not on your Uber ride over to the to the Masters.
So yeah.
Not much would keep it.
No, not much. There, I mean, there's a few things, but not much would keep me from going. I agree with you. I would probably do everything in my power to. I mean, 2 years ago when TrackMan called me up and said we got to change days, and I was like, or he said, okay, that we have an issue, and I'm like, what do you mean there's an issue? Like, we're all slated. We got beautiful house we're staying in. Going to work Monday, driving down Tuesday, going Wednesday, coming home Thursday, and back at work on Friday. I was like, let's go. And he's like, but we get to go Sunday. And I was like, oh, that's even better. I can work all week now. I only got to take one day leave.
Right.
But yeah, there's always that fear. There's always, I've been to some events before with people and then something happens and they're like, oh, we can't go. And I'm like, oh,
and just, it's brutal.
Brutal. It's a bad feeling. Nobody likes that feeling.
I'm not going to have that feeling because you're going. Nothing's going to keep me.
That's right.
Family stuff.
And you're just going to spend a ton of money in the merchandise shop for like, that's the one thing I wish I had. The first time I went, obviously the merchandise area was different than what it is now. And I spent a ton of money. I wish I just spent a little bit more money the last time. But the problem is, and I've told TrackMan this, maybe you too, with the way the tournament worked that year with having the tee times being going off split tees and the guys going off super early, I don't like this. I don't want to say it robbed us of, I mean, obviously we saw Tiger Woods win the Masters. I mean, that's not robbing you of anything, but the whole 12-hour day of getting there at 7 o'clock in the morning and leaving at 7 o'clock at night, seeing the full on ceremony and everything was very, I don't want to say rushed, but it was just kind of quick. And that's, I would love to go back on a Sunday to watch whoever wins it, get the green and see the whole pomp and circumstance, you know, go to the merchandise shop early in the morning, get whatever I get or go midday, you know, all that stuff. And just kind of spend a little bit more time because we kind of boogied around the course pretty fast in certain areas. So we could obviously keep up with Tiger and what was going on. Cause we got to the course right when he teed off. And so we spent a half hour in the merchandise shop and it's literally like Disney World because the line's 18 miles long to get in there. So, but
no, I hear you on that. Cause I mean, you can't beat having an awesome shirt or memorabilia or something, you know, to show you've been there. And like TrackMan said, just, you know, him wearing his polo around people, just, it's just an instant conversation. Like, you know, when did you go there? And you get to express, you know, the awesome trip you guys had.
Exactly. Exactly. So
seeing the goat get the dub.
Yeah. Hopefully it's not the goat's last.
There'll be never another Masters like that of our,
no,
of our favorite golfer there.
Well, and I heard another podcast. They were talking about the setting of Tiger winning at Augusta and the crowds and the roars and them chanting his name. And comparing it to Phil winning the PGA Championship 2 weeks ago and the crowds and how they just engulfed him and Brooks on 18 and the shot that he hit. I mean, one of the guys said made an interesting point, like the number of people that are going to go play Kiwa now, they're going to hit that shot from the rough and imagine there's a throng of people that he's kind of hitting, like we're hitting that shot on 17 that he had where he had to chop it out of the rough, you know, things like that.
Right.
I think it was very special. Obviously he's the oldest major winner ever. It's probably up there, but I still think Tiger winning after all he's been through is probably just way up there. It's top notch. I mean, that's the amazing one. So
yeah, Phil was like a close second. I mean like the closest of second, but yeah,
I might put Phil third. I might put that third. I know 50 is pretty impressive and, but I'd probably still put Jack winning at 46 up there too.
Yeah,
that's
true. Yeah.
So
that was his green jacket and last green jacket.
I know Papa Gibbs would probably agree.
I like that. Yeah. He'd be a number one fan, dude.
That's right.
But also loves Tiger. He's like, he just switched, you know?
Yeah.
Tiger was his new Jack.
But good stuff, man.
We just got to keep getting up and down.
Get up and down.